In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Recently, I saw one of the most joyful events I have seen in a long, long time. Last Tuesday night, Pine Tree High School was performing in their annual Christmas concert here at Trinity. Dozens of young people were singing Christmas music under the direction of Danielle Warren, who sings with our choir. I'd been planning to sit up here in my usual place, but then I decided that looked weird. And so I looked around for someone to sit with, and I saw Sammy and Teresa York sitting in the front pew, and so I asked to sit with them. Turned out Teresa was accompanying the choir on the piano right in front of us, and Miranda Dolev had been working as their voice coach. In her welcoming remarks before the concert, Danielle noted that it was the first time that these young people had sung together in public in 2 years. If I heard her correctly, the last time they sang in public was the same concert at Trinity back in 2019, not long before everything shut down. And it was such a beautiful, joyful thing to see their faces and to hear their voices. There's something about people singing together that draws us out of ourselves, and these kids were clearly in love with their conductor. Add to that proud parents and teachers that clearly love these students, and you have a recipe for real joy. Father Andrew was here Thursday night for TST La Posada, and he tells me that it was a similar joyful spirit in the room. It's always a standing room only crowd, and there were all those parents and kids celebrating the nearness of Christ. What a joyful thing. And as Christmas comes near, God is regathering us to sing, to celebrate, and to rejoice. And so today we hear some ancient songs of joy. Among the most powerful of these is our canticle, Canticle 9, the so-called first song of Isaiah. It is familiar to many of us from morning prayer. In it we hear God's people lifting up their voices and singing in a time of exile, great anxiety and fear. "Surely it is God who saves me," they sang. "I will trust in him and not be afraid. I will trust in him and not be afraid." Today, brothers and sisters, is all about joy. It is about the joy of Jesus and his love breaking out in our world. It is about the joy of God gathering us together for worship, for fellowship, and for service. However we've been separated from each other, however we've been separated from our God, whatever worries or burdens we may be carrying today, God has come to save us, for Jesus has come near. Even now, the air is crackling with the power of his presence. Behold, living water is flowing in the desert, causing it to bloom. And so our lessons this morning cry out with joy. The epistle especially calls us to rejoice. The traditional name for this Sunday of the church year, the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, comes from the first word of that lesson, the Latin word for rejoice. We light the pink candle today. In many places, the vestments are rose pink. It's as if Mother Church, like Mother Mary, is radiant and blushing with joy and new life. Rejoice in the Lord always, the apostle tells us. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Our Old Testament lesson from the prophet Zephaniah is likewise overflowing with joy. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, and shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, for the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. Today, our long season of waiting is nearly over. Today, Jesus is at the doorstep, and the kingdom of God is at hand. The Lord has come near to us in mercy and in justice. He has come with tidings of great joy, and we are about to behold him face to face. Jesus is here among us to offer us a fresh start and a new life. He is here to make all things new. His love, the love of Jesus, is the answer to the fear that grips our world today. Joy is God's answer to everything that makes us afraid. Jesus says it again and again. So too do the angels, the apostles, and the prophets. Fear not, they tell us. Do not be afraid. Even now, brothers and sisters, Jesus has come near. He's come near to show us God's love. He's come to show us the way. He has come to break the power of sin and death in our lives. John the Baptist knew that. As he called the people of Israel to repent, he pointed to the coming Savior, to the one more powerful than he. John knew that Jesus was coming soon and that he would baptize us, not with water, but with fire, with the Holy Spirit, with God's own fire of love. John has some harsh things to say to those of us who presume on God's kindness, to those who think that God is our special friend, or that God owes us some kind of favor, that God doesn't love absolutely everyone, that God isn't on the side of saving sinners from the power of death. John offers us, as Jesus will, the possibility of change and renewal, of being washed in the springs of salvation. And he gives us directions for how to live in a world that's often hostile to God and empty of love for our neighbors. Whoever has two coats, he says, must give to those who have none. Share your food, he says. Do your job. Do not oppress your neighbor. When Jesus comes, he will be even more demanding. Jesus will come to claim our whole lives back for God. But which of us really has even done what John asks us to do? Like the other prophets before him, John can be uncompromising, but he's nothing compared with Jesus, the mighty God and Savior who is to come. And that's good news. It's good news, certainly, for those who might otherwise freeze or starve to death, but it's good news also for the rest of us, for anyone who is separated from the people we love, for anyone who feels isolated or alone or afraid. It is good news for all of us. It's good news even for those of us who have coats and food and other good gifts to spare. It's good news for all of us who've ever found ourselves far, far from home. For God has not abandoned us. God will never, ever give up on us. He comes to us to claim us, to turn our hearts back to him and back to each other. God comes among us to fill our hearts with joy. And so we do rejoice in the Lord always. He is near us, and we share the gifts he gives us. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Amen.